What about this weekend? You know, we've got guests coming. We've got company coming. We've got our first Canada Day that we are going to be trying to stage, and there's going to be events in Saanich. There's events in Victoria. Langford has the RCMP are going to be doing police dog demonstrations out in Langford, for heaven's sakes. All of these things have been planned. We've got tourists coming. We have to do what we always do. We're going to make it work. We're going to carry on. The show must go on. Business must go on. Life must go on. We have officers who stand guard for us and make those sacrifices to keep us safe so that we can continue. And we will. In terms of tourists, though, here on the island, I'm interested in hearing the thoughts of Anthony Everett, who's the CEO of the Vancouver Island Tourism Association. We've spoken with him any number of times throughout the pandemic. We've spoken during bleak times and, I would say, even worse times. We are now near what we hope is the end of the COVID-19 pandemic and the associated restrictions. Again, nobody knows for sure, but we're really crossing our fingers and we're hoping. Anthony, how are we doing?
I'm well, and you, Adam? I mean, things are feeling a lot more normal, but there's definitely some caveats to that. If you've traveled anywhere, you know that expectations of visitors are kind of matching, you know, the state of the days that we're facing with labor challenges and others. But it's certainly exciting to see places like Victoria. I was on the west coast on Vancouver Island a week ago, and everything is feeling much more the way it did prior to the pandemic.
We had a tragedy occur yesterday. I'm sure you've heard about it because they're talking about it on the national news channels today. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issuing a statement, others issuing a statement. This shootout that happened in Saanich, 6 police officers shot, 2 suspects dead. What are your thoughts on this with the backdrop of many folks considering returning to either festivals or downtown celebrations or elsewhere here on the island? Do you think it'll have an impact?
It's hard for me not to be emotional to talk about this because I used to play on the Victoria City Police hockey team. My closest friends in life are police officers of Victoria, so very much on my mind. And I was texting with my friend who was on the scene yesterday. So,
how are they doing? Are they okay?
I think it was a frightening situation for them and for everyone, and extremely proud to, you know these individuals. But, you know, people around the world are traveling. This is a very safe place. The men and women that do such great work for us to make those festivals and all these, you know, I heard you talk about dog trials.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these are things that people come and enjoy. And I think, and they should, because this is a safe place, and we've always heard that in Canada. Yesterday was, you know, let's face it, it was very unusual. I couldn't believe it when I heard the news.
Yeah.
And I think we're all kind of in shock because it's not what we experience here in Canada. We're very lucky that way. And I just think, you know, let's go and celebrate what Canada is, what we've come through together, and the people that make us safe and our leaders in our community, all people, you know, that are contributing to the community. That's really our focus these days, is the residents here are making travel a force for good on the island. It is a force for good, and let's remember that, and let's go and enjoy what we have to offer. I mean, this year is an interesting year because this time last year we were in a heat dome, and this year temperatures are moderate, and we live in an extremely beautiful place, and I'm reminded of that. Well, literally every day. Recently, I traveled across the country for some volunteer work I do.
Yeah.
It was a great trip, but it was very challenging. So I keep reminding people to bring your patience, bring flexibility, because traveling these days is not easy, but we know people want to travel, and that's what I'm seeing. I'm just so grateful that people are returning. You know, I talked to you before about businesses that were you know, what I called activity providers.
Yeah.
All of them are seeing, you know, returning people on their vessels, on their kayaks.
Good.
And things. And we know, we had predicted that we'd be close to 2019. And, you know, even May long weekend, we can see just domestic travelers. We had more domestic travelers traveling to Vancouver Island on that weekend than we did in 2019 even. So,
like the whole year or pre-COVID? Wow.
Pre-COVID. So,
wow.
You know, when you're hearing about all the sailings being added and everything, people are coming.
Good.
And so, you know, it's good, right? This is it. And our what we're telling people is, just like you're talking about safety and security, let's all be mindful of where we're going, what community's expectations are, you know, clean up after yourself. I mean, I know it sounds, you know, funny to be talking about, but there's people are coming to the island and locals are enjoying it, but we want to make this a great place to live because it's a great place to visit. So that's what we keep talking about. And I know people are being mindful of, the challenges that we're all seeing when we go to our favorite restaurants and things. There are less people that are able to give us the service we need, but people are here, and I see a lot of happy people, and I don't know about you, but it just does feel like it used to feel when we travel. It's feeling much more that way, and it's nice. We're not there yet, but it's feeling really good.
Yeah, you can see it from here. You're right. We're not there yet, but you can finally see it on the horizon, and you realize that we're going to get there. We just need to stay the course. Is it true that we actually have a shortage of campsites and hotel rooms right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would say come here with a plan. You know, it's been this way for a while. In the pandemic, this is what it really highlighted in the pandemic, because we were the place that people were traveling to. You think last year, heat domes, wildfires, and terrible tragedies elsewhere in the province. People were coming here, and we're full. Like, it's full. It's full wherever you go. I was in the North Island kind of about a month ago, and even they were talking. When I say even they, I mean there's often people don't explore as far as the North Island, but they are now. And so there is some, you know, there's some hesitation in those communities, because there aren't a lot of rooms, there aren't a lot of campsites available, and what happens is things get full, and then people will, you know, camp elsewhere, places where they shouldn't. So we just remind people but you need to have reservations when you come to the island, not just ferry. And I even tell people, if you're traveling to a place and you're, you know, if this is a holiday coming out of the pandemic and you really want to enjoy it, even book your restaurants ahead of time, your favorite restaurants, because it's very, very busy and accommodation is full, and certainly campgrounds. I mean, I'm a camper and I don't have any more reservations for the summer, and I would love to have one.
Anthony Everett, Royal BC Museum is staying open not only this summer but through this fall. I don't think I've seen your reaction for that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's great. I can't comment on the process that went on there, but I'm
I don't think any of us can, so that's no worries.
Hey, it's a world-class place, and again, my family and I enjoy it. We're season pass holders, and I'm glad that will continue on. I would, you know, I'll leave the rest. But, you know, it's a good thing. I think keeping the pressure off. I was worried about the 10-year window. That was really hard for me to grapple with, because I think, you know, we need experiences in Victoria and on Vancouver Island, and that's a cornerstone experience for people. So it's nice that they've rethought it and it'll stay open. And I know the industry feels that way too.
All right. Anthony Everett, good to talk to you. We made it through, my friend. Better times are ahead.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks, as always. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Anthony Everett is CEO of Vancouver Island Tourism Association.